Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
It's time for some reflections. Welcome back. This is yet another bonus episode from M's Books and Cats podcast, where I am talking about some of my other interests, namely anything health-related. I'm still plodding along with the yoga challenge. It's definitely going to take me more than 30 days, but I'm okay with that. I kind of planned on that. I am recording this a week after the last episode, where I was on day 3, take 2, and now, a week later, I am on day 6. So I have taken a few days off. But I am feeling pretty good. I just need to keep working on the consistency, always, with everything. So part of this yoga journey is really focused on healing. I have also been choosing meditations that focus on healing as well. In case you haven't listened to any other episodes of my shows, I have CPTSD, and I may or may not have ADHD and also autism. Unfortunately, complex trauma damages and reshapes the brain in ways that can show up in the same way that ADHD and autism do. Or at least that's what I've read. Could be BS. Again, do not trust anything I say here. I read a lot, but I have no idea what I'm talking about. This is just my personal experiences and definitely not meant as advice. Okay, disclaimer over. I was diagnosed with CPTSD 4 or 5 years ago. I'm honestly not exactly sure because I have memory issues too. Again, thanks CPTSD. I was in a much more hopeful mood last episode. And it's not that I don't have hope now. It's just that some days are just heavier than others, you know? And sometimes for no discernible reason. I'm going to blame Mercury in retrograde right now. It started a few days ago, and ever since, my day-to-day has become like a wild comedy of errors, worse than usual. It usually is, but it has been turned up to 11 lately. I used to really dive deep into these moods. I used to think that I had to feel everything just 1,000%. I grew up in a household where emotions were not really allowed, I guess. Really anything that I did or was not really permitted. But emotions was a big thing with that. They were very into being stoic and strong and silent and all that stupid shit. So I was left trying to understand my intense feelings all by myself, which is not a good thing. Kids should not have to figure everything out by themselves, because let me tell you, they can't. They don't know anything. So I didn't know how to deal with feelings, and the only things that I knew were things that I either read in a book or saw on TV. And let me just say, this is a terrible way to manage emotions. Of course, so is cramming them down deep and just denying their existence. My rebellion was to feel everything and feel it hard and share it all because, you know, yay oversharing. Thanks, CPTSD. I just wanted to do anything to just be understood or seen or acknowledged in any way. But I am rambling away from my point. I am just learning now at 40 fucking 2 how to feel, but not to lose myself in those emotions. And I'm learning to fulfill my own needs and to not look for external validation. As best I can, anyway. And I'm just doing everything I can to unravel just about everything I've ever believed. Not even believed, but just been told and had this icky feeling that, like, maybe it wasn't right, but how do you know any different? I formed a lot of my former beliefs based on what I believe is incorrect information. And it took me this long to really just see the amount of lies that I have just believed over my whole life. And this is one of the hard parts of healing, accepting all of this and trying not to feel like a complete idiot for not seeing it sooner. And now that I'm beginning to feel the effects of my healing work, I also have to fight the anger I feel when I think about how much of my life I wasted, believing that I was worthless and acting accordingly. I do sometimes let myself feel that anger because that is also necessary for healing, but it used to totally consume me. I have been a ball of confusion and rage for pretty much as long as I can remember, and I am beginning to finally shed my attachment to these things. The anger definitely helped me survive. It definitely has a place and a purpose, but I am safe now, and I am healing, and I really can't grow if I keep holding on to all of this, because anger is really heavy. Oh, so yeah, it's a rough week, but I am always so much better off than I used to be, so I try to remember this, and when I can, it makes me feel a lot better. I want to do this week's quote a little early because it fits in perfectly here. This is a quote that I actually have taped above my desk, and I use this one pretty often to help kind of pull myself out of a downward spiral when it happens. And the quote is, "You cannot complain and be grateful at the same time." And I love this. This is 1,000% true. And really, they're kind of two sides of the same coin. Complaining is really focused on lack, while gratitude is all about what you already have. I already have an incredible amount to be grateful for, and when I focus on that, I can find peace. Now, I also know that this is very rarely an easy thing to do. I have, for a long time now, had a daily habit of writing down three things that I am grateful for. A mostly daily habit, let's be real. But I've been doing it for years and years, and it really has changed my mind over time. Even just sitting down to focus on this simple task can reset my entire mood. Gratitude is just truly life-changing. Like I said, some days it's easier to find. Some days it's really easy to think of three or more. As I said, my cup overfloweth with the goodness. But some days are harder, you know, and then I just stick to the constants, my family, pets, my work, the fact that I'm alive, you know. Sometimes it's as simple as just sunshine, you know, something basic. You just do what you can, and it's that consistency thing. That's where the change happens, because you have to be consistent to accumulate the good stuff. And then once it starts accumulating and you start feeling it, it's a whole different world. Anyway, let's talk about the yoga challenge for a minute. So I did day six, and day six was abs. Day six went from a nice, gentle, do what feels good sort of yoga to abs. And they weren't crazy. I'm not really complaining. I have actually always really loved core work, and it's also super important to maintain it as you age. I really enjoyed the workout a lot, but it also brought back memories from teaching that kind of bummed me out. I used to have crazy strong abs. I've always been kind of obsessed with core work my whole life, and so I had a really strong base. And when I was teaching, I used to end my classes with like a solid 5 to 10 minutes of just abs, because everybody loves abs, or hates it, or both. I really try not to regret the choices that I have made in life, because what is the point? You are where you are, and you can't go back. And not just choices, but also sometimes circumstances. Things never go smoothly. They never go as planned. I couldn't help that I got sick and then immediately followed that with a ridiculous amount of grieving. But I also made some choices to just go all in on every bad habit that I have. And I don't have a ton. I don't have a lot of destructive things, but it was enough, and it was for several years, and I think if I regret anything, I regret the loss of strength. I used to be like ridiculously strong, and I'm not anymore. I'm still pretty strong. I'm very strong for a short 40-year-old woman, but I used to be a lot stronger, and I miss it. And I miss having that core stability too. It makes a huge difference. I already feel completely different just from being on day six of this challenge. So I'm going to stick with the yoga for sure. Anyway, there's no looking back. There's nothing back there, you know? I do sometimes wish things were different, but then I kind of don't either because it got me here. And sometimes I really think that with even all of the crap that I've had to go through in my life, I still wouldn't change it because I ended up finding love and really kind of the life of my dreams, sort of. I didn't know that this was exactly what I wanted, but now that it's here, yeah, it is. And I wonder if I would have fought so hard to do things and to prove myself if I had been supported and accepted. I'm guessing probably not. But again, who knows? It's another pointless game. We're only growing and moving forward. Speaking of growing, I am trying to spend more time outside. It's getting warm and everything is starting to turn green. I absolutely love this time of year. May is a gorgeous month in Vermont, one of my favorites. Plus, sunshine is great for lifting my spirits. I definitely struggle with some seasonal depression stuff on top of everything else. And sunshine is key. That's what I've learned. One thing that I absolutely adore doing outside is hiking. I will say it got a little rough trying to hike when I was sick. That didn't go well at all. And then after my dad died, I had a hard time first really doing anything, and then I just could not go back to the mountains. One of the only times that I had with him where we kind of connected was from when he was getting bad, and he came up to do a hike with me. But it definitely made it hard to go back to the mountains. I have a couple of times, sort of, not really, not the way I used to. But the other day, I did finally do a short hike. And it was my dog Oscar's first hike ever. And watching him discover the woods and his joy when he found our car at the end of the loop was just amazing. He's going to be a really great hiking partner. And I am looking forward to our adventures, for sure. And I just have to hike again. The forest is my spiritual place. I find solace in the trees, and I always have. I spent most of the day, every day, out in the woods as a kid, and the woods have always meant safety to me. So I am going to make an effort to get out into the mountains, hopefully every week this summer. That's my goal anyway. It has been way too long. And now I have a new friend to experience it with. I love watching him discover new things. He is just the sweetest. So I realize that I'm probably not going to actually be able to do a pose of the week. I have to be realistic. I know me. As soon as I set a rule for myself, I am going to immediately break it because I'm a stubborn fool most of the time. But I am trying to improve and just keep going. Then what else can you do, you know? So that is my reflections for the week. I hope you take some time to be outside this week. Take care of yourselves and keep moving forward. Peace.
A Frap Media production.